This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold. SNR. Steelers Nation Radio.
Week. First of all, Matt, Steelers made a couple of roster moves.
All right, let's dig in right away.
Here in the last 24 hours. Soon after the show ended yesterday, they waived linebacker Ryan Anderson, released kicker Nick Skiba from the practice squad. They signed wide receiver Josh Malone to the practice squad.
Okay. I kind of liked him coming out of Tennessee way back when.
Yeah.
Or not way back when, a couple years ago.
Then today, they signed place kicker Matthew Wright off the Kansas City Chiefs practice squad, but they signed him to the 53-man roster.
You're right, which means he needs to stick around for a while.
He has to be on the roster for 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. They haven't done anything with Chris Boswell yet, but if you remember, Boswell missed the last game before the bye with a groin injury.
We all just assumed that he'd come back and be fine, but maybe not.
Maybe not. So they haven't done anything yet. They still have a roster spot available with which to work.
They got rid of Anderson and added the kicker.
They added Wright.
And they got rid of the other kicker, too.
Was on the practice squad.
Yeah.
So now you've got two kickers on the roster.
Yeah. Apparently they like Wright better than Scribus.
Skiba.
Yeah.
Oh, Wright actually, he was with them last year in camp.
And so they have a history with him.
And then his kick this year, including making a 59-yarder for the Kansas City Chiefs when he was filling in for them.
Yeah, I remember that.
Which was a team record at the time.
I gotcha.
So
he's probably one of the best 32 out there, maybe.
Presumably, he's at least one of the top 35.
Yeah, right. I just said.
They've got a couple other roster moves coming up later this week that we know of.
Exactly, which Anderson leaving is no surprise.
Right, because we want to clear some space for perhaps a linebacker.
An edge rusher of sorts. You know, one happened to be defensive player of the year.
Yeah.
So somebody else will have to go if KZ and Wright are both added.
Yes.
But as of now, there's a spot.
Right now there isn't a spot because Wright takes the place of Anderson, but you're carrying two place kickers.
Right.
So presumably, unless Boswell doesn't go on IR, then you would be carrying two kickers because you have to carry Matthew Wright for 3 weeks on your active roster.
That's in stone. That's going to happen.
That's a league rule when you sign somebody off of somebody else's practice squad.
So what they're probably kicking around is, do we put Boz on IR or do we carry two kickers for 3 weeks? And one of them's an active, of course, every week.
Right.
And maybe Boz is back for a week from now or 2 weeks from now,
right,
and Wright would just be...
And you would then cut two players somewhere else on the roster. Here's the interesting thing about it, because...
I don't think who that would even be, though.
The league also still has the rule in place. People might say, well, you can't afford to carry two kickers. Mm-hmm. Well, remember, you can bring two guys up off the practice squad each week.
Right.
And put them on your game day roster. So it's almost like carrying, two extra players.
Right. I mean, you can... If Boz, you think, is only going to be out 2 weeks...
Or another
you
week.
Could
Let's say it's
it.
Another
yeah,
week.
Right, right. This one and another.
Yeah.
Is what I meant. Right.
And maybe maybe even then when Boswell comes back, you just say, hey, right, you're gonna do kickoffs.
He could be active.
Just kick
too.
The ball into the end zone. We're not gonna, we don't want Chris doing that because
we don't want him to
hurt the groin just kicking off.
Okay. So I guess part of the equation though was when they traded for William Jackson, they had to cut somebody too. That was a week or so ago. You know, because they didn't give up a player. Well,
right.
Claypool left. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, that evened out. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So where are they heavy is where I'm trying to think. They have a lot of corners now.
Well, they're bringing in two defensive players.
Mm-hmm.
So, you would think that somebody on defense, one of these players is going to be a defensive guy.
I'd be shocked if it's Jameer Jones after Anderson being gone.
Right.
Because he's been good.
Plus,
he's been
a core special teams player. It makes
it
interesting.
I know this sounds a little blasphemous, but what about Tyson Alualu?
You can't do that right now, though, because you're short on defensive linemen.
with Leal being
with
out.
Leal out because you were carrying sevens, so you're at six now. You know, if you look at the cornerback position, they've been a little nicked up there all season long.
But now they have a lot.
So right now you have five corners. You got Witherspoon, Pierre, Jackson. Actually, six corners.
Did I say six?
Sutton, Levi Wallace, and Josh Jackson. I'm not ready to move on from Josh Jackson.
No.
And you certainly can't move on from Pierre.
He could get blocked.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd love to put him right back on the practice squad, but someone could grab him. Corners are a premium, and I think he's played like 85 snaps, so there's stuff to go off of.
Right. So it's probably not there. You're going to be bringing a safety back in terms of KZ. Your backup safeties are Trey Norwood and Miles Killebrew. Killebrew's his core special teams. He's not going anywhere.
And Norwood's valuable.
Right. So then you start looking elsewhere. So I look at inside linebacker. They're carrying five.
That could be the spot.
Yeah.
So you know the top three are safe.
You're not going
to anybody pick
you're probably
up
not
Mark
gonna
Robinson.
You probably won't cut Mark Robinson, I wouldn't think.
I would. I mean, you'd be really disheartened if somebody grabbed him off the waivers. Right.
So Marcus Allen?
He's as core a special teamer as Killebrew.
I understand this.
But I still think he'd be my, of all the options so far, I think he'd be my pick.
Yeah. The other, so you're also carrying Arthur.
Or Boz.
You also have Arthur Millett there.
Mm-hmm. I think he's valuable too, though.
And he's valuable as well.
And you got a lot of edge corners, not slot corners.
Right.
Okay. I mean, we'll know this soon.
It's interesting. But, you know, you only have six defensive linemen on the roster right now. Mm-hmm.
They're not going to go five. They won't. No, you're right. If Boz goes to IR, he's got to be on there at least 4 weeks, right?
Yeah.
That's not the end of the world if you think it's going to be. This move indicates to me that they think Boz, well, definitely not this week.
Right.
The next week is probably out as well. What's the difference between two and four? He's a really good kicker.
Yeah.
But maybe that's the move too.
But as we saw a few years ago, if you're struggling at the kicker position and you're a team that is going to play close games.
And you're always going to be in close games.
Yeah.
Right. All these
can you afford to do that?
That's not ideal. But they must like Wright quite a bit. You know, interesting, though. No, that'd be. I think Allen would be my move.
But there's nowhere else. I mean, you start looking at the rest of the roster. I mean, they have.
Wouldn't be a Boykin.
You're not going to cut an offensive lineman.
What about Gunner?
The problem there is you're only covering you've got
Sims has kind of beat him out as a returner,
but you've only got five receivers on the roster right now.
You can live with five.
If you cut Gunner, you're down to four.
Oh, I was thinking you were six down to five.
No, they didn't replace Claypool as a wide receiver.
Right.
On the roster,
Gunner's safe then.
Gunner's on the roster.
Gunner's more valuable than Allen then.
Right.
Okay. Interesting.
You're not gonna. I mean, you got three tight ends. You got three running backs. A fullback.
And Snell's valuable on teams.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it becomes.
I think it's Boswell or Allen.
It becomes a chess piece. You know. Okay.
Is
how
there
do we
another
do this?
Injury looming that we don't know about?
Not that I'm aware of.
Right.
We can get to the injury report here. The Steelers did practice today. They put out an injury report for the first time in 2 weeks. So with Boswell, he did not practice because of a right groin injury. That's his kicking leg, of course.
Yeah.
William Jackson with a back did not practice.
Interesting. You'd think you'd want him in there.
Yeah, well, he's been dealing with that now for a couple of days. Didn't practice Monday either. Akello Witherspoon with a hamstring did not practice.
Is he 100% safe?
I mean, they could put him on IR.
True.
But, yeah probably. Levi Wallace was a full participant today.
Good.
He's coming back from the shoulder. Christian Kuntz, the long snapper, full participant today. Miles Jack still did not practice today with that knee, nor did Larry Ogunjobi.
Okay.
But those guys are probably, you give them an extra day of rest.
I guess I'm a little shocked that any other Wednesday I wouldn't think twice about those guys that didn't go. But coming off a bye, I kind of thought it'd be full go for all. But does Larry Ogunjobi really need to practice on Wednesday for a Sunday game?
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, he's going to play this week, I believe.
He's going to play, right.
Yeah.
Who do you fear might not injure just because of injury?
Witherspoon, Jackson, and Boswell.
Okay. So William Jackson is a...
I mean, he's new to the team, and he's not practicing right now.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not going to be active. That's why you can't cut one of the cornerbacks.
Mm-hmm. When they made the trade, I thought Jackson would be a starter.
I mean, there's a chance that he might have been, but he got hurt.
But now he probably can't be, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, they did say, you know, when they made the trade, Mike Tomlin said last week that the injury, because he had been out in Washington with a back injury, said that wasn't an issue. They cleared him,
yeah.
Obviously, or they wouldn't. The trade wouldn't have gone through.
But your doctors get your hands on him, and okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. I was hoping to see him this week, but now I'm a little less enthusiastic.
Yeah,
about
you're not going to see him this week.
He's going to be
not going to see him this week.
Yeah, okay.
So it's just it's very interesting.
Yeah, they got a little bit of decision
conundrum there, that they have going on here.
So there could be a potential Robinson, Allen, somebody like that.
Because the other thing, you need to make two moves.
You're going to make
so
two,
it's
right?
Not just putting somebody on IR, whether that be Boswell or Witherspoon or somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You also got to cut somebody, unless you put two of those guys on IR.
Right. And I'm not sure. Well, I guess Boswell and Spoon could go to IR. I mean,
yeah.
Conceivably. But if Jackson's not healthy...
Right.
I mean, you want to put Jackson in the Spoon's spot.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Right. I guess Pierre could handle it. No, that will be interesting. I assume we'll get that probably in the next 24 hours then.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get an idea here, you know, when they practice tomorrow, what mm-hmm. that practice report looks like. You know, I've gotten the question, you know, if these guys are going to, you know that these, you know, KZ and Watt are going to play this week, why not just activate them now? Well, this is why.
Because
you got to get through the week and make sure, okay, what if somebody else then gets hurt?
Yeah, you don't have unlimited roster space.
Right.
You just laid out, you know. So, of course, T.J. Watt is going to play.
Yeah.
You just have to figure out at whose expense.
At whose expense, yeah.
Right.
Who
great news
takes
and,
one?
I always feel bad for those guys. Like
practice all week long.
Right. I'm so happy T.J. Watt's coming back. We got hope.
Because you don't get paid until Sunday.
Now I'm not a Steeler.
You get paid based on being active or not on Sunday.
Yeah,
so
right,
you practice
right.
all week long, and then all of a sudden they cut you. And
yeah. I was excited to get T.J. back, and now we're up and running, and now I'm not part of the team. Yeah, how it goes.
It's all very interesting, yeah. Still haven't seen a Saints practice report yet, but they got a little nicked up in that game.
That one's interesting, too. They got a lot of things going on. They've gone through, finished up my stat pack. They've gone through a million corners, a million receivers. It's really just Olave. I think they're hoping to get Landry back. I mean, not that he's a great player or as good as he was when he was in Miami, but... professional receiver, you know,
right?
I mean,
they don't have.
They lost their starting center in that game.
Well, here's the latest on what.
Okay.
So Mark Ingram, who's got MCL,
he didn't play last week.
He's questionable this week.
Okay.
Landry's coming back from an ankle. He's questionable.
Okay.
Lattimore has an abdominal injury. He's questionable.
He didn't play last week.
Center Eric McCoy left that game on Monday.
And it didn't look good.
That's a calf injury.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's questionable.
What they did, too, was the former first-round pick, Ruiz, the guard,
bumped
went
over.
Into center.
Yeah.
Because he was kind of a center guard. He played center at Michigan. But then they got worse at two spots.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Because then they had to bring in a backup right guard, and he's not as good as McCoy at center. Coincidentally, I don't think this is why. Their offense picked up a little after that, but I don't think it's because their good center left.
Right. Guys that left the game on Monday included Dylan Stoner, tight end. That was undisclosed. They didn't say.
I didn't know that one. Werner.
Marcus Davenport with a calf.
Yeah.
Pete Werner, the inside linebacker or off-ball linebacker with an ankle.
Yeah.
And then Chase Hansen. He's expected to return.
Okay.
So they could get Trevor Penning back this week, who was their number one draft pick.
Okay. All right, a couple things on Peel there. Werner is the sidekick to DeMario Davis, but those two never leave the field.
And they're both good.
They're both good. They play off each other well. He's learning from the older guy. I think he was a third-round pick out of Ohio State.
He only had two picks that year.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And they like him a lot. He plays every down, nickel, dime, whatever they do. The other corners besides Lattimore have been troubling. Adebo, the kid out of Stanford from last year, people have been picking on him left and right.
He can't run.
He can't really run. You're right.
Yeah.
Davenport is another former first-round pick that's probably didn't live up to that. They traded up in the first round for a defensive end, but he's a typical Saints 6'5", 270 power run-through-you guy, and they like him. He's not a superstar, but he's important to them. And there was one other there I was trying to think. Maybe that's it, but... that's problematic for them, and they might have been the most injured team in the league so far this year.
Quite, yeah. That's interesting to deal with. How about this little nugget that I dug up today?
Mm-hmm.
So the Steelers haven't beaten the Saints since the 2006 season. Mike mm-hmm. Tomlin's 0-3 against them.
Yeah, it's the only team.
It's the only team he hasn't beaten.
Yeah, which is great, except the Steelers, of course.
So the 2006 season, Bill Cowher is obviously the head coach. The Saints came here November 13th, 2006. They'll play on November 12th this year.
Okay.
So it's almost to the day.
Carbon copy, yeah.
To the day. You know what the Steelers' record at that point was?
Same.
2-6.
Really? Interesting.
And they beat
the stars align a little bit.
Beat the Saints and then rattled off 6 wins in their last 8 games to finish 8-8.
Wow. Interesting. It can happen, folks. Here's a precedence. Right.
Interesting little, like, I'm like, wow, that's really kind of crazy.
Well, what's the chances of that? Yeah, you're in the same
one
spot,
day off,
same coach,
yeah.
Right.
Same record, you know.
The last team he needs to beat, which is very impressive, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't get those NFC teams. You get them once every 4 years. I mean, if you lose one, chances of getting them again is slim and none, you know. Wow, that's cool. The more I dug into this team, I think I know less about them than others. It's not even that. It's just they're kind of middle of the road with us a lot of things.
Well, they're different. They're also two different teams with Winston at quarterback and with Dalton at quarterback.
They are. They've been noticeably better with Dalton.
So here are the stats. With Winston, they average 17 points per game.
Mm-hmm.
With Dalton, it's 26.8.
Yeah.
And that includes last week's game against the Ravens.
Right, that was terrible.
Yeah. The passing yards are way down, which you wouldn't think that would be the case. With Winston, it was 286. With Dalton, it's 230.8. Mm-hmm. But Dalton has 10 interceptions.
The points are up.
Yeah, 10 touchdowns and 5 interceptions, whereas Winston was 4-5.
Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't say Winston. I mean, I know that they both have turned the ball over. Turnovers have killed this team. I mean, that's their number one thing.
But Dalton has taken better, not better
he
care.
He had one bad game.
He started 6 games and Winston started 3. So mm-hmm. He's throwing his 5 interceptions
in
6 games.
I think he had a 3-interception game.
Yeah, so and that was against the game against the Cardinals.
Okay.
Right. They had 2 pick sixes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and that kind of skewed his numbers, though, on the other side of that, though, because they were in catch-up mode the entire game and scored like 35.
Yeah.
If you remember, he had 3 touchdown passes in that game.
Yeah, he did some good things, too.
But it's just interesting.
It is interesting, yeah. Not having dug into the Saints heavily, watching the Monday night or the way it was going, I'm like, why aren't they putting Winston in?
Yeah.
Dalton's been noticeably better all year, and I think he's the starter.
A defensive-minded head coach is going to go with the guy who takes better care of the football.
Yeah.
Oh, 9 times out of 10. I mean, that's just
if it's a tiebreaker.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the first tiebreaker.
Right.
The other guy I wanted to mention was Penning, who you brought up. I mean, he was a guy we talked a lot about leading up to the draft. They traded up for him as well as trading up for Olave. I mean, they were super aggressive on draft day. He would be an upgrade over Hurst, I mean, without question, but he's so raw.
Yeah.
I would not trust him thrown to the wolves. I mean, he is a holding call and
he might get thrown out of the game.
Thrown out of the game and was raw. I mean, a big athletic guy, but... Man, I mean,
he's missed a lot of time.
That's the thing. He's missed so much time. To throw him right in might not go well for them. I don't know if that's an upgrade or not.
Yeah,
you know, right this minute.
How about this too? Steelers 5-0 coming off their last 5 byes.
Did you see what the Saints are though?
5-1 against teams,
coming off a bye.
Yeah.
and then Tomlin is tremendous coming off a bye.
Right.
Everyone talks about Andy Reid, and I think that's another real feather in coach's cap about you know, preparing your team on a long week and all that. So.
Yeah, so it's an interesting little mix mash of stats there that this favors this team, but this kind of matches up with kind of things.
100%. But they don't have turnovers aside. Why I said I don't have a great beat on them, I don't look at them and say, oh, you can just run down their throat, or they're going to run down your throat, or they don't have as much of an identity as a lot of the other opponents we've seen.
I agree.
Yeah,
just looking at the stats,
and a lot
it's like
the injuries probably too, and you know.
Yeah. Their secondary, I kind of like the Steelers secondary. Like everybody says, you can throw all over the Steelers secondary. I don't know if he can or not.
Mm-hmm.
They just haven't had them all out there together.
Yeah.
All the pieces. I mean, every guy's have missed, you know, the one game where the Steelers had their entire secondary available to them was against the Bengals. Yes, the Bengals had a lot of yards in that game, but because they were behind the entire.
Right, 100%.
You know, and the Steelers and forced 5 turnovers in the game.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the Steelers' numbers versus the pass are bad, and a lot of big plays and things like that. But I don't look at it. If I was previewing Saints Steelers from a Saints perspective, I would be like, oh, my guys will get open all day. You know, like there's no issues here. I mean, Olave is a problem.
Yeah.
I really think their offense is Olave, Kamara, and bunch of whatever. You know?
As long as you don't let Juwan Jones or James go down the sidelines.
And just watch him.
Yeah, and just watch him do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that skews things a lot, too. Like, knock them out of bounds.
Yeah. By the way, the Steelers 11-4 in games coming off the bye under Tomlin, 5-1 at home.
Really good. Yeah.
11-4 is pretty impressive.
Yeah. I mean, that's a big body of work. I mean, that's great preparation to me.
Yeah. So feel pretty good about that part of it. Don't, you know, the fact that the Saints have been good coming off the bye. But again,
that's also Sean Payton.
It's also Sean Payton. That's just what I was going to say.
Brees.
Same thing with the Steelers. All their numbers to this point are, well, T.J. Watt for one game. Mm-hmm. You know, there's just so much there defensively with both teams. You know, does Marshawn Lattimore play? I don't know.
I don't know.
You know, if he does, then they're a different defense than if he doesn't, for sure.
For sure. I mean, he's definitely their best cover guy. He has followed people in the past, but this year they've been playing sides.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'd get Pickens or Deontay Moore, but either way, you know, I mean, that would be a big boost for them.
Yeah, so it's just an interesting game. You're kind of almost, and again, you know, if it were the Ravens or his team at the Steelers see all the time, you'd have a better feel for the team. But it's one that, you know, they aren't on national TV a lot.
Only every 4 years you play them.
Yeah, and you don't play them all that often, so it's just kind of a, well, we'll see.
We'll see, yeah. I mean, I'm not sure exactly how this game will go or my keys to the game yet and things like that quite yet.
Yeah, I'm not sure either, but I guess we'll find out as we get closer to the game. We'll talk more about it.
Know who's
playing
for the Saints.
Yeah, see some of their injury report stuff. We'll see here. If you weren't there for the most iconic moments that shaped the Pittsburgh Steelers' history, you should be here at the all-new Hall of Honor Museum. Be one of the first to relive Steelers' history and book your tour at steelers.com/museum. I'll actually get a little preview of that tomorrow.
Oh, right.
So we won't do the show tomorrow. We're still trying to find you another partner.
There's a chance.
Nobody wants to work with you. That's that's part of the problem.
Tough to work with, right?
But
you
I won't
be
on
here
the show.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
We might not.
We
be here
might
tomorrow.
Not do a show because I'll be down at the museum.
Yeah,
checking
I'm curious
that
to hear
out.
What that's all about. That sounds very, very cool.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing that. But we're gonna take a break. He is Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We'll be back with more right after this.